The crux of the proposal is that the main car parking areas in the village, which are free at the moment, will become subject to a payment scheme, and then the rest of the sort of residential areas of the village, as the plan is rolled out around the area, will become subject to yellow lines, to residents' parking permits, and the whole village will pretty much become an entire nightmare for people looking to park anywhere at all, to come to use the businesses, the vets, the doctors, the dentists, etc. Worry, genuinely, is that people will simply see that as too much of an obstacle, and they just simply won't bother coming into Welling Village, and the village will go into complete and utter freefall, and the businesses will, you know, come to an end, and there will be no more Welling Village. Welling has got a hell of a lot to offer. It's very popular. It's got a complete, diverse mix of different offers from business and services. But there is not a parking problem per se, the problem has been that we've had no consultation from the local borough council, who feel there is a problem and this is the solution. If they feel there is a problem, we'd like to sort of discuss it and work on a suitable solution that works in everybody's interest.
And you've set up this campaign, then you've got flyers everywhere. I've seen them in all the way through the high street, and you've got a petition going, is that right?
That's right, yeah. No, we've got a petition going which has gathered some 2,000 or so names so far. We've had leaflets, posters, absolutely everything we can possibly think of. We've got a website set up. We've been sending sort of cards and letters all over the place to everybody we can, to try and get everybody mobilised to send in their objections to the Borough Council. And we've also put up black ribbons all around the village, sort of symbolically highlighting the feeling that this proposal, should it be implemented, will bring about the complete death of Welling Village, which links into our sort of gesture to 11:30 at Campus East in Welling Garden City, when we're going to be presenting the petition in a coffin from a hearse, in line with the genuine belief that this will be the death of Welling Village should it go ahead.